Valentine's Day 2016 is among us, and it's a time many of us reflect on our love life and maybe even on the topic of love in general. Lakeshore Public Radio is bringing you this series on love and finding love with Ken Page, author of the best-selling book Deeper Dating, How to Drop the Games of Seduction and Discover the Power of Intimacy. Ken, this holiday can spark all kinds of feelings, especially for those who are single and don't necessarily want to be. What do you say to people in this situation?
What I would want to say is something that I also say in my book, Deeper Dating, which I think is really true, and that's this. No matter what you've been told, your search for love is not a race against time. It's not a search for a needle in a haystack. It's an intimacy journey, and every step you take on that journey will move you closer to the love you seek. If you're learning more about how to love, if you're learning more about ways in which you keep love at a distance in your life and ways that you could let it in, then you're moving closer to love.
Valentine's Day is not just about romantic love. It's about all kinds of love. After all, the search for love is really an intimacy journey.
I really encourage every single person, every person on Valentine's Day, to just kind of make a mental list of all the people, the animals, and the loves that you have in your life, and embrace them and celebrate them, because they're a culmination of so much work and so much growth on your part.
Page says appreciating and valuing yourself for who you really are and only accepting others who treat you the same is the major tipping point into finding the one.
The more you embrace the love you have, the more you embrace who you are, and only look for people that appreciate and value you for who you are, the more your search for love is going to change and the closer you're going to come to the relationship you seek. Because this really is about intimacy.
How do you only accept the people who love you for you? And how do we even be made aware to do that?
Well, I think the great place to start with that is with the people in your life who love you for who you are already.
Take a minute and think about the people who love you, flaws and all, and are loyal. Page says those are the relationships to look for in your life. And the people who do that are the ones who should get you.
When you start looking for just that kind of person in your dating life, not just the hottie, not just the sexy person, not just the person who turns you on, but the person with those kind of qualities, that's when you're going to be on your path to happiness and your path to finding real love.
And one very key insight Paige gives is to reflect on the friends who love you for you and the healthy friend relationships that you have built, then learn the lesson.
You know how to do this already. You've done it with people in your life. You have friends like that. All you need to do is apply that wisdom to your romantic life and watch what happens.
For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.